It's Wednesday, June 7th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The day after President Donald Trump asked FBI Director James Comey to end an investigation into his former national security advisor, Comey confronted Attorney General Jeff Sessions and said he did not want to be left alone again with the president, reports the New York Times. As the White House braces for former FBI Director James Comey's testimony tomorrow, sources tell ABC News the relationship between President Donald Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions has become so tense that Sessions at one point recently even suggested he could resign. The friction between the two men stems from the Attorney General's abrupt decision in March to recuse himself from anything related to the Russia investigation, a decision the president only learned about minutes before Sessions announced it publicly. Multiple sources say the recusal is one of the top disappointments of his presidency so far, and one the president has remained fixated upon. Franklin Graham, who led prayer events in all 50 states last year in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, is reiterating his warning about the dangers of Islam, according to WorldNetDaily.com. In a Facebook post, Graham wrote, quote, "Since 9/11, I have been warning America about the dangers of the teachings of Islam. Followers of Islam are taught very troubling passages that encourage them to murder and maim those they refer to as infidels or non-believers," unquote. Graham continued, quote, "Many times, sadly, it is the young who are pulled into these teachings that encourage murder and rape in the name of the God of Islam," unquote, citing the Muslim terrorist attacks in London on Saturday, in which Muslim jihadists mowed down pedestrians with a van on London Bridge and then went on a stabbing spree in nearby pubs, killing at least 7 and injuring 48. The attacks were by, quote, "Muslim men who said this was for Allah," unquote, Graham said. Last year, Graham criticized Pope Francis for claiming that while the world may be at war, the conflict has nothing to do with religion. Graham asserted, quote, "It most certainly is a war of religion. It's a religion that calls for the extermination of so-called infidels outside their faith, specifically Jews and Christians. It's a religion that calls on its soldiers to shout Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is supreme in Arabic, as they behead, rape, and murder in the name of Islam. Radical Islamists are following the teachings of the Quran," unquote. Bravo, Franklin Graham. That's one gutsy Facebook post. Too many Christians mistakenly believe that Muslims and Christians worship the same God. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." On Monday, the Supreme Court refused to hear the case of Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling, who was dismissed from the Marines over having a Bible verse taped to her desk. The case began in May 2013, when she was asked to take Isaiah 54:15 off of her workstation. Ironically, her intent was to comfort those who are being bullied with the words of sacred scripture, quote, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper," unquote. When Sterling refused to take it down as the Marines bullied her, Isaiah 54:15 was removed without her consent. Sadly, the military court ruled against her last August. The World View spoke with attorney Mike Berry of First Liberty about what happens to Monifa's case after this.
It's really the end of the road, legally speaking. The Supreme Court is the last stop on the line when it comes to appealing in the legal system. And the practical effect of that is that the lower court's opinion, the military court, that opinion will be left to stand.
Berry said that the most disconcerting part of the military court's ruling back in August of 2016 was that they asserted the right to dictate someone's religion.
I think the most problematic part of the military court Court's decision was really that it gives military officials and judges, you know, federal judges, the ability to dictate and determine what somebody's religious beliefs are. That's inappropriate. You know, that's something that we don't accept in this country.
Berry hopes there will be opportunities to, quote, challenge that decision or minimize its effects, unquote. Praise the Lord that Monifa Sterling stood strong in the faith despite being persecuted. 1 Peter 4:14 speaks encouragement to our sister. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Evangelist Joshua Feuerstein, a former pastor who has over 2 million followers on Facebook, has called on Christians to boycott fast food giant McDonald's over its homosexual pride French fry boxes, reports the Christian Post. According to Fox News, the homosexual pride boxes will be available at 3 McDonald's restaurants in Washington, D.C. between June 9th and 11th. The McDonald's Family Restaurants of Greater Washington, D.C. is a sponsor of the Capital Pride Homosexual Alliance. Kathy Martin, vice president of McDonald's Baltimore, Washington region, said that the fry boxes are, quote, a fun way to show our support of the LGBTQ community using one of McDonald's most iconic and recognizable items, unquote. Send a polite email of objection to McDonald's through our transcript today at theworldview.com. The annual March for Marriage is scheduled to take place in a couple of weeks in Washington, D.C., according to the Christian Post. Joseph Grabowski of the National Organization for Marriage expressed his hopes that the Obergefell v. Hodges Supreme Court decision, which legalized homosexual marriage, may be overturned. Grace Lonneman, a 20-year-old Worldview listener in Santa Fe, Tennessee, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. Quote, Dear Mr. McManus, your newscast, along with the Generations Radio broadcast, are really the only news sources that I trust to be biblically biased. I love how you keep listeners up to date on the major happenings in our country, pro-life battles, film and media analysis, political movements, and religious liberty issues, but without all the added liberal commentary that we get with most news stations. I appreciate how you tackle these topics from a distinctly biblical perspective, and I especially appreciate how you regularly update your listeners on the state of the church worldwide. It has been so encouraging to hear how the gospel is spreading in some of the most dark and antagonistic countries. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to specifically pray for my brothers and sisters around the world. I just wanted to let you know that I went to the Worldview website this afternoon and made a pledge of $25 a month to help support you and your team, unquote. Thank you, Grace, for that generous pledge. And thank you for making this newscast possible. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we're looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We need just 17 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 33 listeners, like Grace, to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right. Choose $50 or $25. Select the Worldview in the drop-down menu, and check the recurring donation button by tomorrow's newscast. I hope you'll consider joining Grace. We need your help right now. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 7th, in the year of our Lord 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.